Oftentimes, we'll daven and we'll daven and we'll daven and we'll talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we think to ourselves, 1 second, this is supposed to be a two-way conversation. I'm talking, where is Hashem talking? I don't hear him responding. And what we have to realize, obviously, is that everything that happens in our lives is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. Therefore, if you have financial success in a certain area, certain business deal, or if one business deal goes sour, or if you make your bus, or if you miss your bus, and everything in between, those are all ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us because he ultimately manages our lives. And therefore, a person needs to be open to listening and to hearing and to watching. And to, as once heard, to be an observant Jew means not just to observe the mitzvot, but to observe, look outside, see what's going on, see your own life. What is Hashem telling you? Is Hashem pushing you in a certain area so you could do better? And that was Bilaam's issue. Rav Schwab suggests that Bilaam did not look around to see, hey, what's going on here? The fact that a donkey could talk, when was the last time we heard an animal talk? So now this donkey is talking, they're having a conversation. Shouldn't he have stopped for a second and said, hey, 1 second, who gave this donkey the ability to talk? Animals don't talk. Is this just some random thing? Or perhaps there's some divine being, Hashem, who's giving the donkey the opportunity to speak to him. Maybe I should listen. Maybe I should listen to what the donkey is saying. Maybe I should try to figure out who's the one who gave the donkey this ability. And therefore, that was Bilaam's issue. He didn't look around and try to view the world through the lenses of, hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to me, and let me try to take in those lessons. And therefore, this is just encouragement to us as we go through every single day to try to look out and see and to hear and to feel. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to tell me? Is he pushing me in a certain direction? Is he telling me not to go in a certain direction? But if we just live life day in and day out, same thing over and over, not going to listen to those messages. So let's not be like Bilaam and make sure that we're open and listening to the way Hashem speaks to us.